Hey everybody, Wendy Sellers here, the HR lady. Hey, I know many of you are possibly considering a layoff coming up based on whatever reason, a crash in the economy potential, technology changes, or you have increased your headcount so much during the rush of the pandemic that you've now realized like, okay, we can go back to our old headcount, which means we need to possibly change the structure of our organization. And that might make it the unlikely decision to terminate people involuntarily at the table. So I just got a call on this recently from a client saying, hey, we lost a big client and we are going to downsize, but it's just a few people who have been already documented about poor performance. You know, what are our issues? So of course, the first thing I ask them is, all right, I'm gonna need a whole set of demographics for your company. Let's go back a couple years. I need to know who worked there, what their ages are, any other information that you have, such as race, gender, gender identity, gender orientation, any kind of demographics information, please get that to me. Also, what I asked them to provide me is people who left voluntarily, did they quit? And if you know the reason why, did they retire? That's a whole different case on its own. Do you have documentation? Maybe a letter or an email from them saying they were quitting and the reason why and or if they're retiring. And then of course the involuntary terminations, any reasons that you can document of why they were terminated. If it was because of performance, if it was because of behavior, do you have any documentation? Send that to me. So that's the call I got recently. What I want to share with you today, my listeners, is to be very careful when you're laying off employees. Even if you're not using the word layoff and you're just saying, you know, we're just going to let go of a few people because it's about that time. We don't need to hire anymore. And we probably are overstaffed because we got through that hump. And we have a few people who we need to let go because of poor performance and behavior. First of all, make sure that that poor performance and behavior is documented. I don't care if it's an email. I don't care if it's a text. I don't care if it's this fancy form that you're using. Of course, I would love, and so would your lawyer or courts, would love for you to be using consistent documentation, meaning we have this form, this is the review form or the feedback form or even an email template that we use to let employees know that we have noticed that their performance is declining. We're going to have an in-person conversation with them, or at least a live two-way conversation with them. It's not just sending them an email or slipping a form in their mailbox saying, hey, by the way, you suck at ABC. You really, really, really need to have these live conversations, then recap and document it in an email, on a fancy form, however you do it, just be consistent. So that's one of the first things that a lawyer or the court is gonna ask for. What's the reason that they were given a notice or that they were chosen for termination, and do you have any documentation? Other things that a lawyer or court is going to ask for is, what are the ages involved? So let's look at the age of your entire workforce over the past, let's just say the past year, the past 12 months. And there's a reason for this. I personally like to go back a couple years because court cases and certain laws do go back several years depending on where you're located in the U.S. Many states have their own laws, so we always have to be careful of this. So even if you have multiple locations, don't say, oh, well, in my Vegas location, we did this. And in my Jersey location, we did this. No, you have to take it all as, a collective whole in the beginning when you're doing the analysis. I also want you to hopefully start tracking and then being able to show me your lawyer, or unfortunately your employees or your former employees' lawyer, information about gender, information about race, information about ability, disability, information about all of the EEOC characteristics, as well as any other characteristics that are protected in your state, in your county, or in your city. are you going to be giving these people that are terminated, let's just say in a layoff that's no fault of their own, severance? If you are you giving them a severance agreement? If there are people that are over the age of 40, for example, they may be protected by the Older Workers Benefits Protection Act, which is under the Age Discrimination Act. So you need to make sure, Age Discrimination and Employment Act, you need to make sure that you're really documenting, why am I terminating these people? Is it a group termination? Does it happen to just be a group termination because of the timing, or is it a layoff? Here's the thing that I want to share with you. The courts don't necessarily care that you've called it, involuntary termination due to performance with John over here on Monday, and then Wendy over here on next Friday, and then Sarah, 4 months from here now. They are going to look at it as a whole. So that's why I said go back a couple years. The Older Workers Benefits Protection Act and the Age Discrimination Act is usually my main concern as an offset. But then I also want to look at race discrimination almost immediately. Why? These are top lawsuits. You do need to be looking at every single type of EEOC characteristics. When you are making this analysis, go to your payroll system. Hopefully you have a payroll system or an HRIS system that allows you to export all this information. And that way you don't have to start from scratch pulling together, a Google Sheets or an Excel sheet, and get all of the information, the personal information, including pay and as well job title or job role. Also, date of birth, and of course, date of hire, if they left before, if they came back, things like that. The Age Discrimination and Employment Act protects those employees who are 40 years or older from age-based discrimination. This includes during layoffs. The Older Workers Benefit Protection Act and the WARN Act also come into play. So even if you are just letting go of two people, say within 4 months, you may have to consider that a group layoff and give them the same type of severance and 7, 21, or 45 days, depending on their age and the situation, to consider that severance agreement, which means they have time and you have to tell them that you suggest they have get a lawyer to look at that information. If you don't do this right, here's the deal. Your severance agreements are going to be thrown out, but the employee is already going to be have cash in that check. So that means you wrote this fancy severance agreement without any consultation from an HR consultant and or an employment attorney. They signed it. You paid them for their severance. You're thinking, great, they can't sue me now. And because your severance agreement didn't actually include all of these laws specific to your organization size, and then even there may be local laws too, that whole agreement may be thrown out and that employee can still sue you and keep the severance. We also want to look at gender, like I mentioned, gender identity, sexual orientation. This is protected from discrimination based on what is called sex. And this is from the Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964. Gender and gender has always been part of that, but gender identity and sexual orientation has been included in that as in the past few years. Employers should ensure that layoff decisions are not influenced by, like I mentioned, the employee's age, and now I'm saying gender. I'm also going on to say race, color, national origin, religion, which are all protected under Title VII of the Civil Rights Act. And then even disability, which is protected under the Americans with Disabilities Act. You want to also consider anybody who's on leave under, say, sick leave, PTO, vacation, Family Medical Leave Act, any other laws that you have in your state, county, city, or that you have just accidentally or intentionally created in your handbook. It is super important to take your time to analyze the impact. Listen, I have had employers that I've represented in the past, like maybe during the pandemic, saying we need to do layoffs, and they unknowingly chose all people that were of Hispanic background. Some were of over 40, some were younger. And I was like, did you realize you even did this? And they said, no, we had no idea. I'm like, well, thank goodness you called me first, or you called an employment attorney and you had a spreadsheet pulled together with all the information. So you have just stopped a lawsuit. Now, the thing that sucks is the people that they chose were horrible performers, and they really should have been chosen on that layoff. Here's what I'm saying. If you have bad employees, whether they have negative behavior or poor performance, why are they still working for you? I know we're all desperate for employees, but when it comes to times like this and you want to get rid of somebody and you're getting rid of more than, say, two people, you may now have just accidentally put yourself in a category of mass layoff. And yes, two or more employees may be considered a layoff, and that needs to be protected under many of these laws. So what I'm telling you today, it is very, very complicated when you're choosing people to include in a layoff. If I was your HR consultant, I'd say, yes, let's definitely make sure that we look at the poor performers and put them on the list. But if we don't have a documented evidence that says you are a poor performer, then it's just going to be thrown out in court, and it may just say, nope, you're saying they were a poor performer, but you're only saying that because of their age, or you're only saying that because you're discriminatory against, say, Hispanics or females or people with a disability or somebody with X sexual orientation. The moral of my podcast today is, during times of layoff, during times of any kind of involuntary termination, whether it's a layoff or not, even if it's just one person, document, document, document. If you are saying we are too busy to document people's performance and behavior, we don't want to do reviews, listen, just do occasional feedback sessions. Just make sure they actually happen with every single employee. They could be a quick, hey, we're going to grab a cup of coffee, we're going to sit down, we're going to go over your job description, and we're just going to mark it up and say, what's going well, what's not going well, what can I help you with, and what can you, employee, improve, so that you're 100% and I, your manager, are 100% on the same page of where you, employees, stand for your performance and your behavior. This is why documentation is so, so important. It doesn't need to be complicated, but you do need something throughout the year so that the employee is 100% aware of, am I doing a good job or am I not doing a good job? It's really as simple as that. You do not need to overcomplicate it. The cool news is I have amazing tools. It's literally an Excel sheet. You don't need any fancy payroll or HRI system that goes over, that helps you create job descriptions. You turn those job descriptions into interview forms so you don't hire the wrong people that you have to let go later. You can use those job descriptions for an assessment and feedback tool. You can add rating scores on there. You could also add SMART goals, discussions about strengths and successes, discussions about the employees' challenges and opportunities for improvement. And then you, the manager, and then the employee sign and said, yep, we agree on all this. This is my job description. This is what I need to do. This is what my improvement plan is, for example, or maybe this is what my training plan is, for example. Highly, 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 highly recommend that you have a job description for everybody, and then use that job description to make sure that you're having very detailed conversations on a regular basis, whatever regular means to you. I would say at a minimum, you know, of quarterly, if not quarterly, twice a year, so that everybody is on the same page. And when you do have to do a reorg or a layoff, or just say, you know what, we need to cut a few people, and the people that aren't doing well, here's a time when we're going to cut them. You could say, I have documentation that they're not doing well. So if I do get sued, I'm going to be able to properly fight it and win. If you have any questions whatsoever, I'm hoping you're not in a time of layoff, but even if you're just saying, we do want to cut some heads, I didn't even think about the fact that it's going to look like a layoff, make sure that you contact an employment attorney in your state to help you, and I can help as well, or another HR consultant. Take care, everybody. Wendy Sellers, the HR lady.